Blog Talk Radio.
Proving that just about anybody can talk about trucks, live from Tampa, Florida, Minot, North Dakota, and Nashville, Tennessee, it's Talk CDL, the Trucker Show, with Troy, Tyler, and Dave. Now, let's talk CDL.
All right, well, welcome to Talk CDL. Guess what? Tyler's just texted me and he was throwing up. So I don't know if he's going to come on the air or not. Tyler, if you're puking, wipe your mouth off and get on the show. Anyways, who knows? Maybe he'll make it, maybe not. Talked to Diesel yesterday, and he's healing real slow, triple bypass. Got to keep everybody reminded of that. Rich was just getting back from vacation. I haven't heard from Alan or Ron in a while. And Kelly, hey, if you're listening, give us a call. Anyways, welcome again. Today we're talking about low bridges. In fact, I was asked that today. What was my fear? Of course, they wrote that down in the bylog there. And really, believe it or not, when I first got my Class A CDL back in the day, my fear wasn't jackknifing. My fear wasn't rolling over. It wasn't driving through the bad weather. My fear legitimately was hitting something of a low clearance. And I've got a couple stories I want to go over. I want to read an article that we posted up there on Talk CDL Facebook. And we're going to get to that. Since it's just me and you guys out there, I'm just going to do all the talking unless a couple of guys pop in. And most people that are in the sound room are there just to hear. So welcome everybody to the show. We haven't said it in a little bit, but we want to thank everybody that has been listening to the show and helping us build up our Talk CDL family. Again, I'll mention where you're able to find us right now. And the biggest, and Tyler reminds me of this, the biggest platform that you can find Talk CDL on is iTunes. Every show automatically, I guess it's called an RSS feed, after the show, Lord willing, within a half hour after the show, it automatically uploads to iTunes. And if you're wanting to be able to download, in fact, one of the guys that does some writing, and he's going to be on the show hopefully next month, possibly we might have him on. He's a writer, and we're getting ready to post one of his articles on the show. But he had told me that he just downloaded, it was like 150 episodes, and he listened to them all. He said, "Hey, I'm all caught up. I listened to every show." And I was like, "Wow, that really is. Honestly, that is probably the best compliment Talk CDL can get, is when somebody says, I've heard every show." I mean, that's just an amazing, awesome honor, and we appreciate it and thank you. Praise God for all the listeners. So anyways, we're going to get to the show. Low bridges. I personally went and posted that little thing above it that says, if you can hit this sign, you can hit that bridge, or something like that. It's kind of a little reminder. But we'll get into all that, and like I said, I want to share a story or two, and I'm just going to go right into commercial, and then let's get rocking. Let's talk about low bridges.
Hey, drivers, are you in the market for a new driving job? Are you looking for a small, family-owned carrier that knows you by your first name? Well, let me tell you about North Dakota's best-kept secret. That secret is GMR Transportation. That's right. Chances are you've never even heard of GMR Transportation. GMR is a small family-owned carrier with 50 trucks and terminals in North Dakota and Wisconsin. GMR may be a small carrier, but they offer big benefits for you and your family. If you've never pulled a flatbed but are looking to pull something different than, say, a typical dry van or reefer trailer, then pick up the phone today and call Steve at 877-327-3127. That's 877-327-3127. And be sure to tell him Talk CDL, the Trucker Show, sent you. For nearly 40 years, owner-operators have trusted Mercer Transportation to provide them with the freight and support needed to be successful. A 100% owner-operated company, Mercer Transportation provides a strong foundation for owner-operators to build their business on. We understand that for us to succeed, we need our owner-operators to succeed, and that is a responsibility we take seriously. That is why at Mercer you can expect consistent year-round freight, 100% fuel surcharge pass-through, fuel and tire discounts, paid cargo insurance plans. You can receive your settlement for each load within one business day with no additional fees. You will work with an assigned load coordinator who understands your business and will keep you loaded and profitable. Contact a Mercer representative today to discuss your goals and how Mercer can assist you in achieving them. Give us a call at 888-978-1393. That number again is 888-978-1393 or visit us online at www.mercertown.com. Mercer Transportation, rock solid, owner operator driven.
Hey drivers, how does a 14.1% pay increase sound? If you were at national carriers, you'd already have it. With two pay raises in less than a year, members of the elite fleet are making a great living on the road. Our competitive mileage rates and consistent year-round freight mean you can count on steady paychecks and annual earnings of $50,000 or more. But the pay is just one of the perks. As a company driver, you'll also ride in the comfort and reliability of the latest equipment like the Kenworth C680, the Freightliner Cascadia, and utility refrigerated trailers equipped with SmartTalk UT6 Aerodynamics. And you don't have to ride alone. With NCI's Rider and Pet Policy, you can enjoy the drive with your family and friends, even if they have 4 feet. National Carriers also offers a generous benefits package, including health insurance, 401k, paid vacation, and holidays. All you need to get started is a Class A CDL and 6 months of experience. Join the Elite Fleet today by calling 888-593-4110 or apply online at gonationalcarriers.com. That's gonationalcarriers.com.
Hey, drivers, Troy here with TalksEDL. Imagine one app on your phone that would enable you to look at all the applications out there that you might have with different trucking companies being processed. That's right. Just click on one app called Driver Pulse, and you'll be able to look in and see if a company has you almost hired or if something might be holding the application up. Just imagine how quick and convenient this will be for you and for the trucking company. No more slowdown periods at all. Drivers, head on over to TenStreet.com. That's TenStreet.com and download the Driver Pulse app, or you can go to Google Play or just Google it and you'll find Driver Pulse by 10 Street. Get it today. All right, welcome back to Talk CDL. Tonight's subject is, of course, like we've been advertising, low clearance bridges and overpasses. How to watch and avoid. You know, and look, let's be honest. The number one way is, honestly, to be vigilant and always watching for it. And I think that, you know, praise God, that might be one of the biggest reasons why I've never hit something of an overpass. Why? Because I feared it. I always watched for it. I'm going to read a couple things here on this article. It says, when it comes to low clearance bridges and overpasses, we never cease to be amazed at how some professional truck drivers think they can outsmart them or squeeze underneath them anyway. It says being involved in an, I guess they're calling it an underblunder. It's kind of a cute little saying. You know, I like that. Being involved in an underblunder of this kind is a preventable accident and the kind that helps you lose a truck driving job really fast, and which is very true. You hit an overpass, and you know, I was in the recruiting department for many, many years, and somebody that hit a bridge or an overpass, it wasn't like a career-ending move, but I can sure tell you if it was recent, it was hard to get your next job. Nobody wants to be the guy, the company that hires a driver that was fired for an accident. So it's hard getting that next job. Anyways, it says, so here is an overview of the subject and information about how to watch out and avoid the problems. It says, you're a professional. You're supposed to know. And I got this, by the way, off a place called truck-drivers-money-saving-tips.com. This isn't my opinion. I'm just reading an article. I just want you to know that. So it starts out by saying, you're a professional. You're supposed to know well in advance of going under an overpass whether or not your truck has the clearance to do so safely. Many large roads, interstates and U.S. roads in the USA, have overpasses with more than enough space for commercial motor vehicles to safely pass under, which is true. I mean, we there's probably some you don't even notice because they're so high. The ones on the interstates are like 15-something, I think. It says, to the best of our knowledge, all permanent low clearances, at least in the continental USA, are well marked. And I'm sure truck drivers, if you're listening, you can write in or comment or call in 516-387-1911. I'm sure some of you would say, that's not the case. They're not all well marked. But let's read on. Both on the roads and in the front of a good motor carrier road atlas like the one shown here. Ram McNally Motor Carriers Road Atlas Deluxe Edition. Okay. Now, we scroll down. It says, it's showing a photo, and here's how some of them really do work. It's showing a photo here of a low clearance sign telling the drivers that the height is 11.7. Okay, it says we will be the first to admit that there are some roads, even some interstates and toll roads, where only a part of an overpass is too low for the standard 13.6 truck to go under, and we've seen those where. On the side, like here's a picture it's showing. It says here's a low part of the bridge where the side is 12.7. But the road is perfectly passable for the 13.6 tall, you know, underneath the where you're driving part. So this particular bridge, it's on Donnell Road somewhere. I don't know where it's at. But what I would tell you is some of these bridges on these highways, you really got to watch, even though the middle's high, if you're pulling off underneath the bridge, because clearly this one shows 12.7 on the side. And if a driver were to try to come off the road and go under the bridge to the right, he's going to lose the top of his trailer. It says, and this part of it's titled GPS routing. It says some professional drivers have relied on non-tracking specific GPS units to route them. Non-trucking specific, you know, basically what they just said was there's GPSs that are designed for tractor trailers and there's GPSs designed for cars. Unfortunately, the trucker GPSs are going to be more expensive. So, you know, it may be $100 difference. I don't know, maybe even more, for a GPS programmed rather with the low bridges, low underpasses, low viaducts. They all kind of all kind of names, but they're a little more expensive. And most drivers opt to take the cheaper GPS, that's right there. You're already in danger when you get one that's for cars. Okay. It says in following the advice of the device. I like that. In following the advice of the device and the authoritative instructions, they have unwittingly set themselves up for failure. Just like we just said, you buy the wrong GPS, it doesn't know you're a tractor trailer. It says they may think, but my GPS told me to go this way. They're quoting a driver, but my GPS said go this way. In fact, we see that on Facebook a lot where somebody hits something or they go over a cliff and then somebody always makes a comment. But Mr. Dispatcher, my GPS said go this way. So, and it says, and they proceed on without consulting their atlas, taking heed of warning signs or using common sense. Kaboom, ouch. That's the end result. It says, in October of 2009, FoxNews.com reported in an article entitled GPS Causing Truckers to Crash into Bridges. New York State wants to crack down on truckers who rely on satellite devices to direct them onto faster but prohibited routes, and end up crashing into overpasses that are too low for their rigs. And I'll tell you, there's a thing called a parkway in, I think, New Jersey and New York. But I know for sure in New Jersey, there's a thing called parkway where truckers are not allowed on. But if you use a regular handheld device, it might direct you onto what's called the parkway. And you end up driving on this toll road that's for cars only. And that's a big ticket, or it could end up taking the top of your trailer up because a lot of low bridges on those. It says New York State alone has seen more than 1,400 bridge strikes in the past 15 years, including 46 so far this year in suburban Westchester County, testing many old bridges already in need of repair. Meaning, you know, you're hitting bridges that are already weak. We don't want to be doing that. It says one bridge in his county was hit 9 times this year, said Executive Andrew J. Spano. This sort of culture is just following the GPS and almost ignoring the road signs has created this public hazard, Patterson told reporters. Here, I'll read a little bit more. It says, low clearance bridge strikes in the news. Here are news reports about truckers who failed to avoid a low clearance and what happened. The article, truck driver charged in collision with bridge. A Mississauga truck driver is facing several charges after his truck struck a notoriously low bridge in Tonawanda, New York, and continued on its way, despite having its back doors blown off by the impact of the collision. Okay, so I guess as he was going through, the back didn't fit. It was raised up probably because of the tires in the back. And guess what? Boom. It pushed down, popped the doors, and they blew right off. It says the driver indicated that he was relying on a GPS unit when he took the route that includes low bridges. That's an explanation police have heard frequently from truck drivers in the past. They estimate 24 trucks have become stuck beneath the overpass the past 10 years. Larger signs have been erected to try to dissuade truck drivers from using the bridge, but the incidents continue to occur. The driver was charged with reckless endangerment, leaving the scene of an accident, imprudent speed, and exceeding bridge height limits. The article, semi-truck collides with P&W Rail Bridge on Main Street. Here's another one. Clearly states, two bright yellow signs that read 12 foot are posted at Monument Square on North Main Street. Two more are posted right before Railroad Street in front of the bridge, and two flashing yellow lights hang on the bridge itself. So, you know, bottom line is here, guys, we can read on about how many incidents this is happening at. We can read all these stories, but the bottom line is, and look, you're never going to beat this unless you're vigilant. You know, in New York, you have all your tunnels. The tunnels are 12-6. What I like about what they do is you have to pass under bells before you can go under. And there's a watchman there. If you set off the bells, that means your trailer's too high, and they direct you, you know, to the right or to the left, and you can't go under, obviously, or you're going to get stuck in the tunnel, okay? Don't know, but I had read last year where some bridges are now trying to equip with some kind of a laser warning, which it actually is hitting the truck before to the bridge. Don't know how that's going to work out. I would tell you, I've got a story or two that I'd like to share with you. It's kind of weird not talking to somebody. Let me see. I've got a story that I want to tell you, a couple of them. Number one, I was delivering for a company called Lentz Milling. They're a flour company, baking flour, and we would take 100-pound sacks of flour up to New York City, and like you'd take, it was like, I forget how many skids, but it was like 550 bags. I think it was like 24 skids. And you would go into these bakeries and places, and you would unload. Well, one time I was in Queens, and I had like cake mixes on and batters and flour and all kind of stuff these different places. It was multi-stops. And I came to a bridge. And I can't remember. I think we were in a 12-6 trailer. But we came to a bridge that was just, I mean, and I'm not kidding you when I say this. The helper that you would get a helper that went with to help unload, and he normally knew the city real well, to this bridge, this low underpass. And the bakery, no, I'm not kidding when I say this, was directly on the other side. It was on a side street. You had to go underneath this viaduct or this low bridge. And on the other side, on the left-hand side, was the bakery. So there was almost, you know, to get there any other way would have taken you forever, you know, to do this. And incredibly, it would tear the trailer off literally if I was maybe an inch to 2 inches higher. So we creeped underneath this bridge. And I kid you not when I say this. We took, I think, 4 skids off of cake flour and batter and whatnot. And so we probably took off a good, you know, I think it was like 2,400 pounds to a skid. So we probably took off a good 8,000 pounds, give or take 8,000, 9,000 pounds, came off at that particular stop. Kid you not, went to back up. We were going to back out of there. Went to back up. And guess what? I was too high. Taking the weight off the trailer raised my trailer up to where I could not get back underneath there. My trailer was going to scrape the bolts on the top of the bridge. Guess what that means? I literally would have torn. I would have torn the top of my trailer up. So we had to literally find a different way out of there, which he didn't know. And work our way in around. If you know New York City and Queens and all that other stuff, you know it wasn't fun maneuvering in and out of, you know, some side streets where there was bakeries. That's one of my stories. You know, I wanted to tell you a couple other things. I'm so used to talking to Tyler. It's kind of weird not having him. But let me tell you, here's another thing. And we'll just keep talking about New York for an example. When you come into New York, the first time ever, okay, and I think it's at Atlanta Avenue. Nowhere to lie, there's a bridge sign that says 12-6 bridge ahead. Okay? Now, let me tell you, if you're coming into on the BQE, hey, hold on one second. Let me do something here real quick. I just wanna play one thing. I'll be right back.
Now 75 or 85 or I-20 t'other away. Turn your spells to the right and in the night. You hear some good buddy say.
Breaker, breaker, got a picture taker, old Smokey's at 43.
It's that Japanese toy, the trucker's joy, that everybody calls CP. Yeah, Citizens Band keeps you up to date with the fender benders and the Tijuana taxes and all them buyers out there. Flip-flop. Now ahead of your children and ahead of your wife on the list of the 10 best things in life. You see, B's got a rate right around number 4. Of course, Beavers, Hot Biscuits, Merle Haggard, come 1, 2, 3, you know. Well, I was loaded down, coming out of Lake City. I was checking out seat covers, young and pretty. When all of a sudden, there come a call over my CB, ringing wall to wall. Said, go to Double Nickel, said you hit the ridge, because there's a smoky picture taker to the side of the bridge. Oh, mercy. Appreciate that, good buddy. What's your handle out? Come on. Got any county mounties out there prowling? Come on. And he said,
10-4, back door. Put the pedal to the metal and let it roar. Hammer down to Macon Town, gonna see my mama, sure. Well,
all right, welcome back. Sorry for the break. Anyways, listen, got a little surprise today. We got a young driver with us. His name is Cody. Cody, you're from where, Indiana, did you say?
I'm actually from St. Louis. I'm a line haul driver from St. Louis to Indianapolis.
Okay, so you run from St. Louis over to Indianapolis.
Yeah, and back every day.
What do you, so when you're doing line haul, are you doing doubles or what are you doing?
I actually pull 53-foot vans. I drive for Hogan. I'm on a Target dedicated account.
Cool.
Awesome. I actually used to work for Schneider with Andy. He's out of the same OC that I used to be out of at Edwardsville.
You know, we have a driver that comes on the show. He's from, I believe, St. Louis. His name is Alan. I don't know if you've heard him on the show. But Alan just got his CDL, and he's actually working for Schneider.
Yeah, that's the guy I was talking about. Yeah, he's actually.
Okay, I didn't hear you say Alan.
I used to drive for. I said Andy on accident. It's been a long day.
That's all right. Oh, okay, so are you the gentleman that was going to come on with Alan a couple weeks ago?
No, this is actually the first time I've actually tried to make contact with you guys. I'm normally so busy, I usually catch you guys on the podcast after it's already aired. This is the first time I actually caught it while it was on and said, oh, hey, Hulk CDL's on. I'd like to listen. Maybe get some input in it.
Tyler's going to be upset. Hey, you know what? Let me tell you. I like telling stories when we got somebody sick. Tyler went to come on right before the show, and he's throwing up everywhere, so we couldn't bring him on. So just in case anybody's listening out there, Tyler's puking everywhere. But anyways, listen, Cody. So Cody, what we were doing, I was just talking about low bridges, and that's the subject tonight. You know, and be honest with you now, I drove for many years, Cody, and you're a young driver. You've been driving for some time now. And I don't know if it's ever been one of your fears, but low bridges, have you ever run New York City or Chicago or any of those big cities? Have you run those areas at all?
I've done Chicago, but mainly stuck on the interstates. Real time I've ever had kind of gotten a little worried about doing a low clearance. It was I was going to Louisville, Kentucky, and I actually had to go into downtown Louisville, pick up a load from McDonald's, and the bridge clearing height was right at 13.6, and I was pulling an empty trailer. And even though I was right at the height, it makes you think in the back of your mind after seeing a lot of these guys that will carry topsail trailers. It's always in the back of your mind to check your heights. Even if you know you're at legal height, it's still something you think about.
Yeah, I'm hearing you. I tell you, one of my biggest fears really went from day one when I was a driver. And I started in Pennsylvania. You know, and obviously it's snow and ice over there, too. And that wasn't my worry. You know, rolling a truck over was not my worry. Getting into an accident was not my worry. I mean, don't get me wrong. I still feared and was cautious. But for some reason, low underpasses, I think because not only does it can wreck your career for a short time, but it's also it's almost kind of like one of those embarrassing accidents. You know what I mean? Like, you know, it's okay to get into a wreck as long as no one's hurt and you come out of it, you know, maybe unscathed in a sense. And there's repercussion. But when you take out a bridge, it's almost like the laughing stock of accidents. I really believe that. What do you think, Cody?
Well, I agree with that. And I actually had it was my first time ever going out east when I was with Schneider. I had to go to Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. I had a load of motor oil going to a little distribution center. Well, at Schneider, we used it was a GPS system called Navigo, and we called her Jill. Well, Jill was known from time to time to route drivers under low overpasses and stuff, something you always had to kind of keep in the back of your mind, check your maps, your Ray McNally. And I noticed, thank God I had a Ray McNally GPS program to the same address, that when I was approaching it, my GPS started alerting me the route it wanted me to take. It was 12:11, I believe. God, I was able to make a hard right and go down a side street to avoid it. But if I wouldn't have caught that, that could have been an easy accident. I mean, it could take somebody just a quick second of not paying attention to ruin their career.
Wow. So Jill almost misled you. That's horrible. So, you know, and like I was telling everybody, I've got so many stories of low bridges. I've seen, you know, I'll tell you, there's a bridge, and I didn't look it up. We had a show about it last year. There's a bridge in North Carolina. It's so notorious. It has its own nickname. They call it the can opener. You can actually
go on YouTube.
Is that
the one that they have all the YouTube videos?
Yeah, have you seen that, the can opener on YouTube?
Yeah. Oh, I've seen many of guys hit that bridge.
It's insane. And what's sad about it is they just keep hitting it. You know, I'm actually from an area where a town called Cressona, Pennsylvania was. I lived in the next town over, a couple towns over rather. But they had this low bridge, and I'm not kidding you, once a week somebody was hitting it when I was growing up. They finally solved it with, like, they had to literally mark so many items within a quarter mile leading up to the bridge in both ways. And it was one of those train vessels. And I kid you not, it was only 11.6. 11.6, and these guys were trying to go under it, you know, with a 13.6. 2 feet. I mean, you wouldn't even have to mark an 11.6 for me. I know I'm not getting underneath that bridge. That's insane that somebody would just keep on going. And many of drivers were wedged and smashed and torn apart with that bridge too. So, you know, one of the things that no matter what it comes down to is really be vigilant. And, you know, I'll tell you, there's been times when I was running New York City, Corey, I'm literally, I would pull up to a bridge and have to have our helper, because like we had helpers that went with us to help unload. We would actually have to get out and get up on the truck just to make sure that you got clearance, because there was no other way to get through the area. It was just crazy. So, you know, that's really what I wanted to talk about, man. I mean, honestly and truly, there's been many low bridges. And the last thing before you came on, I was trying to tell everybody, I don't know if you've ever heard of the BQE in New York. It's called the Brooklyn-Queens Expressway, and it's an interstate that leads you to the LIE, which is the Long Island Expressway. But the BQE, it's about three or four lanes wide as you're coming in, okay, one way. And as soon as you get down towards Atlantic Avenue, and I mean this, everybody's doing 55, 60, 65 mile an hour. There's a big sign that says 12-6 bridge, exit off, you know, 12-6 ahead, exit, last exit, must get off. And I'm watching all these truckers on my very first trip. I'm watching all these drivers go past the exit. I'm literally almost stopped in the interstate because I got to get over. And so finally some old timer come on and goes, hey, buddy. He said, if you're first time up here, he said, keep going. That bridge, you'll get under that with a 13.6. And I'm like, no, well, dude, it says 12.6. That's a foot difference. He said, yeah, New York measures from the hub up. They don't measure from the ground up. Or they measure from the curb up. Either the curb up or the hub up, they don't measure from the actual road. How crazy is that? That bridge,
wow.
It was like over 14 foot high. Like I knew that everybody, there was guys with reefers and regular 53 foot dry vans. They were going the same way I was going. So I just followed them. At that point it was, hey, if these guys are my height, then they're all going under it. And they weren't even coming close to touching it. And of course, because it said 12.6 on the bridge, I literally creeped up to it and went under it very, very slow. Never even came close to hitting it. That's my low bridge stories. I got to tell you, whoever's listening in, you know what? Send us some messages. Send us a story on TalkCDL Facebook page, and we'd love to post it up there for everybody. Other than that, Cody, I'm glad you came on the show. We're kind of having a short show tonight because I'm the only one. Is there any final thoughts, any advice? Cody, you're a young driver working for Hogan, running back and forth from St. Louis to Indianapolis. I got to tell you, be honest with you, I guarantee you, you're young, but there's a lot of drivers going, I wish I had that run. You know, a lot of guys would love a dedicated run. So is there any?
I love it.
You have something, Cody? Go ahead.
Oh, I was just saying, I love this dedicated run. I'm just saying, I'm home to see my young family. I'm 21, but yet I got a wife and a 3-year-old. And I mean, being out on the road, it wasn't easy. But I mean, it just makes you appreciate them that much more. Oh, my other top thing would be for low overpasses. A lot of drivers just need to slow down and use some common sense, because I don't see a whole lot of it anymore.
Yeah, you know, Cody, you know, just to touch on that for a second, do you know, if people would just exercise common sense in a tractor trailer, there would be less accidents. There would be less everything that's bad out there. I kid you not. But, you know, people just don't want to do that. You know, we get out on the road and we get in a hurry to get somewhere. Our mind gets clouded. And next thing you know, we're going under a bridge that's taking our trailer apart. And I'm going to tell you, the second you do that, your world's going to change out there. Because like I said in the beginning, nobody wants to hire No tractor trailer company wants to be the next one to hire you if you're fired for taking out a bridge. It's hard to get a job right away. Cody,
oh, yeah.
You know what? You're new on the show. Hope you come back. You're invited, brother.
Oh, I'll be back. I don't know if I'll be back tomorrow, but I'll definitely be back Thursday.
Yeah. Well, no, we're not here Thursdays and Fridays. Thursdays and Fridays, we're off. We start on Saturday.
I'll catch you Saturday.
Yeah, we do Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, 8 o'clock East Coast time. Yeah, we talk about anything. There's no holdbacks in this show. Like we tell everybody, if you're faint, if you're politically correct, this is probably not the show to be on, because we talk about anything. There's There's nothing's off limit on this show. So
if
you got
any
advice, you got any final thoughts on tonight's show, Cody?
Just common sense. Biggest thing.
Short and sweet. Hey, listen, here's my advice. Tomorrow, if we're alive, we're going to get up. We're going to do the show again. Praise God. Don't know what the topic will be like. Hopefully Tyler will throw up and be better tomorrow. Like I said, he should be back soon. I talked to him yesterday. He's a little wheezy, got a little breathless right now, but he's 70 and you know, had triple bypass. So I would expect Diesel to be back, you know, shortly in the future. Richie Rich should be on soon. Kelly, she's been messaging me. Her and I go back and forth. She's got Lady Truckers. Head over there and like her page, y'all out there. She's really growing nice. She's up to 36,000. Don't forget us here at Talk CDL, the Trucker Show. Facebook, go over there and like us. Don't forget iTunes. Like us because we like you guys. Till tomorrow, God bless and good night.